journalists have murdered only 7 people.
We have painted a bloody picture, but it is only a small part of what actually takes place.
From a journey into a world where nightmare becomes reality.
You're listening to The World of Horror, and my name's Andy. Join me as we take a closer look at some lesser-known horror movies. Today's movie is a 90s horror film called Mute Witness. The movie was written, directed, and produced by Anthony Waller. Waller's an English filmmaker, and this was his first feature film, and he would later go on to film An American Werewolf in Paris in 1997, which he would also co-write and executive produce. And he has an upcoming movie called The Piper, starring Elizabeth Hurley. The score is composed by Wilbert Hirsch, who also did the score for An American Werewolf in Paris. The film stars Marina Zudina. She's a Russian actress born in Moscow. She's played in mainly Russian movies and television shows. The movie also stars Faye Ripley. She's an English actress, known for mainly British movies. Stars Evan Richards, who starred in the Twilight Zone movie. He starred as a young Mr. Aggie in the Kick the Can segment. He was also in Altered States in 1980, and also played the role of Milo in Society in 1989. And we also have Oleg Yankovsky, who's a Russian actor. And Sir Alec Guinness actually makes a cameo appearance in this movie. If that name is unfamiliar for you, you must not be a Star Wars fan, because he played Obi-Wan Kenobi. Director Anthony Waller met Sir Alec Guinness quite by chance in Hamburg in 1985, where he asked him if he's interested in doing a one-scene cameo. To his surprise, Guinness said he'd be delighted that he would do it for free. Problem was that Guinness was fully booked for the next 18 months, so Waller suggested they shoot the scene the following morning in the underground car park. Guinness readily agreed and, true to his word, took no payment. And the scene with Alec Guinness was actually filmed 8 years earlier in 1985, before the rest of the movie was filmed. The main actress, Marina Zudina, she didn't actually speak any English at the time of filming, but her character was mute anyway, so she could still pose for an American. And this was Sir Alec Guinness's final theatrical role. The film was originally set in Chicago, Illinois, but director Anthony Waller changed the location when told that Moscow would provide much cheaper sets and labor. And the shooting equipment for this movie was flown out to Moscow, whereupon it was immediately impounded by the local customs officials, who demanded $60,000 in duty payment to release it. With a little diplomacy, a few thousand dollars, and a lot of vodka, the producers were able to free the equipment. Filming was further complicated by its coincidence with Russia's October Revolution, a diphtheria outbreak, minus 23 degree temperatures, and local mafia extortion and last minute cast changes. Despite these initial difficulties, Mute Witness was sold to Columbia TriStar as a completed movie and was distributed worldwide in all major territories, and had a showing at the Cannes Film Festival. Mute Witness was released theatrically in the United States on September 15, 1995, and earned $560,000 in its opening weekend, and had an overall worldwide gross of $1.1 million. Roger Ebert actually praised the film, awarding it 3 out of 4 stars, comparing it favorably to Halloween and Blood Simple.
Billy is mute.
Hello!
She can hear, but can't speak. She can see, but can't scream. Accidentally locked in the studio one night, Billy witnesses the making of a snuff film.
Is that what I think it is?
You'll never forget the look in the victim's eyes when they're about to die.
What are you doing? That's Red Square.
3 Americans in Moscow become entangled with the Russian mafia.
As long as there are witnesses, there's no money.
Get out of the car! Run, Billy, run! Run!
Now, when I read the plot for this movie, I was kind of questioning, is this really a horror movie? When you take a look at the plot, it kind of sounds like a crime thriller movie. We have a American makeup artist. Her name's Billy, and she's mute. She can hear. She's not deaf, but she just can't talk. Not really sure why they didn't really go into that. But she can communicate otherwise. She can write things down, or she can actually communicate with Morse code. So she's working in Moscow on a slasher movie, and she's a special effects makeup artist. And the movie's being directed by her sister's boyfriend. Her sister is Karen. So after one day of shooting, Billy actually gets locked into the studio after the day's filming is done. And nobody knows that she's actually locked in the building, and she can't get out. So she's stuck in the building, so she tries to call her sister, but her sister doesn't answer. Her sister's out. So Billy just is kind of resigned to just have to sleep there and wait for somebody to come let her out in the morning, I guess. So she's woken up by some noises a little bit later on, and she discovers that there are some other people in the studio now. And she thinks that, oh, she's a rescue. Now she can just tell these people that she's there and they will let her out. So she calls her sister and finally reaches her sister and tells her, using Morse code, that she is at the studio, but she's going to get help. So her sister thinks that everything is okay. And so Billy makes her way downstairs, because where her little makeup special effects office is, it's on the upper level of this warehouse building. And so she makes her way downstairs where the filming set is. And there's some people filming a movie. And it appears that they're shooting a porn scene. It's actually a couple of guys from the crew from earlier from her slasher movie that she's filming. So she kind of stands back in the background. She doesn't want to mess up the shoot, you know, so she's politely standing back, kind of watching everything happen. Well, the scene starts to turn violent. The man having sex with the woman starts hitting her and becoming more violent. And he takes a knife out from under the pillow and he stabs her and just like hacks her up, and blood's flying everywhere. And the woman in the bed, she makes eye contact with Billy. She sees Billy's there, but the other two guys don't see that Billy's in the background. And so Billy makes eye contact with the woman. And then as she's being killed, and Billy's just like screaming, but she can't scream because she's mute. And so she tries to sneak away and kind of makes some noise. And basically what happens is that the two guys shooting the snuff film, as it turns out, well, they suspect somebody's around, but they don't see her at first. So they start to get rid of the body, or to cut up the body so they can get rid of it. And, you know, they kind of dump the body in these garbage bags and put it in this elevator chute. And Billy, all the while, was trying to hide from them and trying to make her way through the building and trying to call for help somehow. This sets up a really tense scene, because she's trying to sneak around and these guys are walking through the building looking for somebody because they suspect that somebody is there, and they're calling out saying hello, but she's hiding in, around corners and things like that. And it really sets up a really cool stalking scene. And after they discover that she is there, they do finally see her. We do get a really nice chase scene as well. And it's really suspenseful, and you know, they do end up catching up with her, but her sister actually shows up and intervenes. And so they can't really do anything about her being a witness to their murder, because her sister and sister's boyfriend is there, and they've called the police. And so the police show up, and you know, Billy is telling them what happened, that she witnessed a murder. And so the police are questioning the two guys, you know, the actor and the cameraman that were filming there. And they said, oh, this was just another horror film that we were filming. Billy was just mistaken by what she saw. And they produced a fake knife that squirted out blood, and they were showing some fake body parts that they had. Billy's like, no, this really happened. And she showed them, she took them to the elevator shaft where they were dumping body parts. And the police, you know, there was trash bags in there, and the police looked through them, but they were just trash. And they were kind of like fake, they were fake body parts. And so this really has a vibe of Hitchcock. You know, our protagonist, our main character, we kind of wonder, did she really see what she saw? Was she just mistaken, or did she really see something happen? Did she really see a murder? And so it really sets up a cool premise here, because she knows that she saw a murder, and then we believe that she saw a murder as well, because we kind of see some things happen in the background. But everybody else thinks that she's overreacting and that she saw a scene from a horror movie and just freaked herself out. So everybody kind of goes back to their apartments and everybody leaves. And then we kind of find out what's going on. And the movie goes on from there. And I don't really want to give it away, but there's a lot of twists and turns in this movie. And this does kind of lean more into thriller territory, but it does have a little bit of gore. It has some kills to it. It has some slashing to it. Some people have referred to this as a slasher movie, but I don't know if I go as far as to say that. But this is a very good movie. I was really entertained by this movie. It's one of those movies you can kind of turn your brain off and just enjoy the ride. It really is kind of like a roller coaster. You just never know what's going to happen from one minute to the next. I really like the camera work in this movie. There's some really visual flares. There's some interesting angles and stuff, especially at the beginning of the movie when they're shooting the slasher movie. You have some cool camera angles and some great camera work. And it really kind of gives you an idea of what it may be like to film a movie in another country where they speak a different language, because we see during the scene at the very beginning when they're shooting the slasher movie that they have some communication issues. And it's not even because Billy is mute. It's because that the director speaks English and a lot of the actors speak Russian. It's interesting because while they're filming this scene, everybody's kind of staying around, like all the behind the scenes crew just staying around watching this. And it kind of, I wonder if this is kind of saying something about voyeurism. I don't know. But this really does take a lot of inspiration from Hitchcock, like I said earlier. You can think of movies like Rear Window, any number of movies where somebody thinks they see something, but then they're led to believe they didn't actually see what they saw, but then they find out they did actually see what they saw, so, if that makes sense. But, you know, in the whole setting in this beginning part, this old warehouse where the studio is, it's a really great setting. It's scary enough by itself. I mean, even without the killers roaming around, you have this old warehouse. That building is scary enough. And, you know, this movie is just very suspenseful. And it does kind of change tone from time to time. That has a little bit of comedy when certain characters are in a scene. The tone shifts. So that might be a little jarring to some people. I didn't mind it. I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. And I was surprised at how much I liked this, because I wasn't sure going into it. I knew it was 90s horror. So I had an idea that I was going to like it. But this is a really cool movie. It's on Shudder right now, and that's about the only place you can find it to stream. And I think I kind of remember looking at the poster for this movie, like the cover art. I think I remember seeing this in the video store, but I never really took a chance on it. I never even thought about renting it. But this definitely would have been a movie that I would have liked when I was a teenager, I feel like, because it's got that thriller aspect. It never lets up. I mean, there's always things happening. There's a lot of action. So I think that this movie is great for people that don't want to have to think too much in their movies. Even though it's kind of light on the horror, I think the horror fan would really appreciate this movie with the things that it does. If you love Hitchcock, definitely check out this movie. If you like thrillers, if you're somebody that doesn't necessarily like horror movies, but you like thriller movies, you like that suspense, this is definitely a movie you should check out. I think all the acting was great. You know, the villains were great in this movie. It was cool to see Alec Guinness in there in a cameo role. And I didn't really realize who that was until later on. I was researching who was in this movie and I was like, oh, that's who that was. Okay, that's cool. Because I don't think I'd ever seen him in anything else besides Star Wars. You know, the original Star Wars movies. So thank you so much for checking out this episode and hearing about Mute Witness. It's a great movie. Go check it out. I hope that I was able to tell you about a movie you may never have heard of before. That's kind of my goal, is to shed a light on some of these lesser known horror movies. So once again, my name is Andy, and you've been listening to The World of Horror.